Daily News Brief for Thursday, November 12th. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com. I've got two bombshell, very important updates for you today. One about the Dominion software deleting over 2.7 million votes nationwide, votes for Trump only. And then secondly, about a new, not a new document, but an existing document from a new member of the Joe Biden COVID-19 task force. And one of the key authors of this document is linked to the CIA and is now recommending that food stamps and rent subsidies be withheld from anyone who refuses to be vaccinated. So this is going to be, you either agree to the vaccine, you know, this is for the low income people across America. You either agree to the vaccine or you starve and you become homeless. Basically, they're saying that they're either going to kill you with the vaccine or they're going to kill you by throwing you out on the street, making you starve to death. Okay. And there's more to that. I'm going to get into that. This is incredible. We are literally watching hell on earth unfold here if Joe Biden is able to get to the White House, which fortunately there is overwhelming evidence that the Democrats rigged the election. There's also a court case that has been decided in favor of the Republicans today in Pennsylvania, which I might be able to get into here. Trump's lawyers are kicking butt, and it's pretty clear to me that Trump is going to win this. But if he doesn't win this, I mean, I'll just say it straight out. The Democrats are working to exterminate humanity. That's what this is. And now I've been talking about the global depopulation agenda for quite some time. I've talked about vaccines as euthanasia shots. I've talked about the vaccine passports. You know, all of that is being put into place. Right now, the airlines have agreed to a medical passport requirement, a structure, so that if you're not vaccinated, you can't fly. Ticketmasters, I believe, has announced that they won't even sell you tickets for a concert unless you can prove your health status. So pretty soon, that's going to be, if you aren't vaccinated, you can't go see, you know, Sting in concert or whatever you're into. And then before long, it's going to be at the grocery stores, okay? You won't be able to go buy groceries unless you scan in at the door and prove your vaccine status. And then they're going to have a vaccine squad at the grocery store to give you a vaccine if you don't yet have one. And that's in this document that I'm talking about here that's written by one of the members of the Joe Biden task force. In fact, let me just get into that for a second. I'm doing a story on this later tonight. Hopefully I'll be able to post it. The document, it's off the charts. This is beyond insane. I want you to go to, what is this, page 17 of the document. It's going to be posted on Natural News servers. It's called The Public's Role in COVID-19 Vaccination. Planning recommendations informed by design thinking and the social, behavioral, and communication sciences. And this is from the Working Group on Readying Populations for COVID-19 Vaccine, published by Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, Center for Health Security. Yeah, this is great. This is like a death document for how to crush humanity. And if you go down to page 17, again, I'll post a link to this in a story later tonight, page 17 of the PDF. What you see, it's extraordinary. They're talking about turning all of the following into vaccination centers: grocery stores, public schools, workplaces, i.e. corporations, senior centers, you know, for retired people. What else do they mention in there? A couple other things in the document. Basically, but grocery stores really caught my eye on this, because grocery stores, you know, for most people, you got to go to the grocery store sooner or later to buy some food or you know, olive oil or butter or something. I mean, come on, nobody's growing all their own food in America. You're getting it at grocery stores. And pretty soon they're going to lock these down. So look at what they're doing here. That same document says if you're not vaccinated, you don't get any food stamps. So they're going to starve out the low-income people, and then the middle class is going to be given the euthanasia shot, or you'll starve because you won't be able to buy groceries. grocery stores are going to become medical prisons of a sort, like high security locations where you can't get in without scanning your phone so that they're tracking you. So it's contact tracing as well as a vaccination mandates. And you'll have to wear a mask too, right? So, you know, bring your dirty mask, your filthy mask full of bacteria that's giving you bacterial pneumonia, and your iPhone, your little slave tracking device there from, what is it, Tim Cook, made in a slave factory in China, you know, assembled by communists to control Americans. And then you go into the grocery store, but only if you're vaccinated. And then later on, if somebody that was in the store within an hour of you being in the store, if that person, quote, tests positive for COVID, then guess what? They come to your door and they take you away to a mandatory isolation camp. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they mentioned door-to-door visits also in this document. They're like, yeah, let nurses go door-to-door with home visits and just vaccinate everybody while they're doing other things like taking your blood pressure or, you know, checking your pulse, bringing you insulin or whatever. Yeah, just have nurses go door-to-door and vaccinate everybody. And then, again, they're going to take you out of your home, medical kidnapping, and take you to a concentration camp. This is the Joe Biden vision for America, just so you know. And I've also got news tips that Joe Biden, his campaign is working with the ATF to outlaw 80% lower receivers for rifles where you can build your own rifle, you know, without a serial number. And they're also going to outlaw arm brace pistols, which are the shorter barreled pistols with an arm brace that many of us own, like millions of Americans own those. They're going to turn us all into criminals overnight. This is happening right now. If Biden gets into power, oh, and plus on top of that, AOC and all the radical extreme leftists, they're making lists, which are death squad lists, right? They're going to go door to door to all the Trump donors and Trump supporters and people from the Trump administration, and they're going to put a bullet in your head and then dump your body in a ditch in the name of equality. This is the love and tolerance of the left at work here. You know, inject you with a death shot or put a bullet in your head, drag you out of your home, throw you into a concentration camp, or just throw you dead into a ditch. This is what AOC stands for. This is Rashida Tlaib. This is Ilhan Omar. This is Joe Biden. This is Barack Obama. This is Hillary Clinton. They're at war with humanity. And this is why it is crucial that you support Trump's efforts to, well, establish the win that he rightfully earned. And on that note, let me give you a couple of websites here. You know, in addition to checking our site, naturalnews.com, and in addition to Brighteon.social, which continues to add new users every day, be sure to go to everylegalvote.com, which shows that Trump won the election with over 300 electoral votes. And then also TrumpMarch.com for the MAGA march in DC that's this Saturday. Join the march. It is essential that we have a large showing there of people supporting the MAGA march. And then, of course, StopTheSteelCaravan.com. That's Owen Schroyer from InfoWars, who is also arriving in DC tomorrow with his caravan. There are hundreds of vehicles on and off as part of this caravan, a great outpouring of support for Trump. So those three sites can help you stay in the loop there. And of course, go to naturalnews.com for this other story that I'm going to get to, the Trump bombshell story. The Dominion software has deleted over 2.7 million votes nationwide. And the software has switched over 500,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Now, how to explain this? The Dominion voting systems, which are nationwide, well, not every state uses them, but the swing states do. I wonder why, right? They have backdoors and they have poor security on purpose so the CIA can log in and take control and they can alter votes and alter elections remotely. And we've covered this over the last few days. And we know that Trump, his team was monitoring the vote theft in real time as it was happening. So Trump's team has all the transaction logs. They know everything that happened. They've got the smoking gun evidence, okay? Smoking gun evidence. Once this gets presented to SCOTUS, then it's over for Biden and the Democrats. And you'd better damn well hope that Trump's people get this done. Because if they don't, you are dead. Biden and the Democrats will mass murder Christians and Trump supporters across America, okay? They'll mass murder you with starvation, engineered food shortages, vaccines, or just put a bullet in your head. So I just want to be clear. You're not just fighting for a candidate to win here. You are fighting for your very life. We're fighting for the very future of this nation, but also your life. You will be dead if Joe Biden wins. They will purge. They will mass murder tens of millions of people across America. This is what Marxists always do as part of their, you know, Bolshevik-style revolution. This is what they do. They mass murder their opponents, and AOC has already promised they're making a list. And guess what? If you donated to Trump, you're on the list. I'm on the list. You know, millions of us are on the list. So we can't let Biden seize the White House, or we will literally be murdered. Now, the Dominion software, how we know that 2.7 million votes were deleted, it's actually over 2.8 million votes deleted, but Trump had tweeted out 2.7. We've had more data sets since then. We know it's 2.8 million. These votes were deleted, but only from Trump. So there are no deleted votes from Biden, only deleted from Trump. And guess what? That was designed to make sure that Trump didn't win the popular vote, you see. That's the whole point. So they deleted votes in most states to say that Joe Biden won the popular vote. In reality, Trump won the popular vote. And in addition to the 2.8 million deleted, the vote machines, the Dominion machines controlled by the CIA, switched over 500,000 votes from Trump to Biden, primarily in Pennsylvania, where there were over 200,000 in that state alone, because Trump won Pennsylvania in a landslide. And so they had to switch votes in massive numbers over to Biden in order to try to steal Pennsylvania. And don't forget, by the way, they're stealing Arizona right now. The Secretary of Elections, or whatever the title is, that person in Arizona is a huge anti-Trump hater. The problem is, in all these states, it's these Democrats in these blue cities that are running all the counting. And they're all crooked, they're all corrupt, bunch of treasonous criminals. When this is all said and done, I hope every last one of them is arrested and thrown in prison for 5 years for every count of ballot fraud that they committed. Some of these people should be in prison for like 5,000 years because they literally rigged, you know, 1,000 votes. Well, guess what? 5 years per vote rigging. You rigged 1,000 votes, you're in prison for 5,000 years. Sadly, you won't make it that long, but we'll do our best to keep you there. Maybe we'll give you, you know, longevity pills or something so you can stay behind bars for as long as possible. That's what needs to happen to these treasonous criminals. Now, the reason we know that Dominion software was used to steal all these votes is because we have the transaction logs. And in my article on this on newstarget.com and naturalnews.com, we have a link to the raw data files. The data is out there. There's a website called thedonald.win, W-I-N, where a user named Centipede is parsing all this data and has written Python scripts to do the analysis and to build the aggregate counts of how many votes were deleted and how many votes were switched. And this is what Trump is tweeting about. And One America News Network, OANN, is also covering this as well. And it turns out that this is like having the black box recorder from a commercial aircraft. After it crashes, you know, you find the black box, they say. Well, it's not even really black. It's usually bright orange, but it's called a black box or a flight deck recorder, whatever they call it. And all of the information is logged in there. We've got the transaction logs. We can see how the election was stolen row by row, like a giant spreadsheet or a giant accounting log file where there was massive accounting fraud taking place. It's like having it's like getting your hands on the accounting books of the mob or, you know, the mafia. It's like getting their books, say, oh, wow, here's, you know, 25 million worth of crack. Oh, wait, that was just one sale to Hunter Biden. Wait a minute, let's go on to the next line. Oh, here's a 15 million for prostitutes. Oh, wait, that's also the Hunter Biden page. But if you had your hands on the accounting books of the mafia, their whole enterprise of crime would come tumbling down. You got them. And as Rudy Giuliani knows, because he's been a very successful prosecutor, once you have this evidence, you got them. And this is what he's saying. Giuliani says that Michigan and Pennsylvania will both be overturned, both of them. And Georgia's gone into a detailed manual recount. Guess what, folks? We've got them. The smoking gun evidence is here. But what's really interesting about what's happening right now is that as the Democrats think Joe Biden has won, they are rolling out all of their demands to destroy conservatives, you know, the purge lists like AOC. And these people are talking about, even, what was it, Cuomo on CNN said it, something more should happen to these people other than just losing an election, like they should be killed. That's what he's insinuating. And so during this time when they think Biden has won, the true Marxists are coming out. The demons are taking control of these leftists, and they're saying what they really want to do. They're saying they want to make lists. They want to hunt you down. They want to kill you. They want to blacklist you from society. They want to starve you to death. They want to kill you with vaccines. They want to prevent you from being able to buy food unless you submit to their tyranny. That's what's kind of, in a way, you know, fascinating about this, is that during this short period of time here, before Trump is declared the actual winner, we are getting to see the Democrats roll out their wish list, exposing how evil and destructive and hateful they really are, how much they despise human beings, how much they hate freedom of speech. There's a whole censorship task force taking place with Joe Biden, too. It's like, well, not enough censorship. They have to stop all voices of hate, which means anybody who says anything about loving America or the Constitution or the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, that's all hate now, according to the Democrats. But we're getting to see this on display. They are admitting publicly what they plan to do when they seize power. And their plans are a nightmare, a horror show of mass death and suffering. Oh, and don't forget, Joe Biden's other COVID task force guy wants a 4 to 6 week lockdown. Yep, another lockdown. Because they say there's another wave coming and they have to have a national lockdown. Oh, and national mask mandates and vaccine mandates. So think about this. They're going to destroy America. They're going to force you to be a slave in your home again for 6 more weeks. They're going to take you away to concentration camps anytime they want for any reason. They can have fake tests. Oh, you're positive. You're gone. They can deny you the right to buy food. They can force you to have vaccines that are designed to kill you. This is what's coming under Biden. It is an extermination agenda. Have no illusions. I've been talking about this for years. It's here. No one is laughing now at the things I predicted a year ago. No one. When I was talking about depopulation, the vaccine agenda, extermination agenda. Remember my whole speech from last year called Oblivion Agenda? I talked about how they were going to reduce the human population by billions. No one's laughing anymore. They're like, oh my gosh, Adams was right. We're going to be locked down under Biden. This is going to be a slave, medical tyranny, police state system. Even the people who voted for Joe Biden, like what's her name? Naomi Wolf. She's like, oh my God, I didn't realize he was for lockdowns. if you're dumb enough to vote for Democrats, you know, what can I say? They're coming for you too. You don't get a free pass. They're going to kill you too. Because Democrats represent the communists and represent the globalists and the depopulation agenda. It's this weird, twisted, you know, Bill Gates agenda. Like Bill Gates and George Soros and Chinese President Xi, you know, the dictator in chief over there. They're coming for you. So this is where we are now. The good news is that Trump's team is fighting. They've got the evidence. They've got the smoking gun evidence. But they need you to support them. Because the media keeps pounding everybody in the country saying, ah, this is over. Trump should concede. Joe Biden has won. It's wrong to not concede, even though they were cheering Al Gore, you know, when he didn't concede for 37 days back in 2000. But now when Trump doesn't concede, oh, he's a horrible person. So the media is gaslighting the whole country. You got to get past that. You got to support Trump. Let them know that you care about America. You want to defend our Constitution and defend the integrity of these elections. and you're not interested in being a slave in your own home for 6 weeks with a Joe Biden forced lockdown of forced masks and forced vaccines and contact tracing checkpoints at your local grocery store. No, you don't want to live like that. None of us do. In fact, if that happens, it's civil war at that point. I mean, come on. The American people aren't going to sit back and just be corralled like cattle into, you know, massive vaccinations and contact tracing. No, there's going to be a mass uprising either way. I predict it. You know, most Americans have had enough at this point. Even Glenn Beck did a video. He's like, I've had enough. This is it. We either stand and fight or we die. And that's where we are in this country. We stand and fight or we die. So there's a very limited window here, maybe 30, 45, max 60 days, something like that, during which we must defeat these deep state globalists. We must take America back. We must demand health freedom. We must reject all these mandates and the plandemic, you know, the fake reporting of cases, it's all fraud. We've got to reject all that. We've got to defend our nation or we will lose America. We'll lose our lives. We'll lose our families. We will all be dead if the globalists gain control over this country because they want you dead. They want us all dead. They've got no plans for the American people, especially those who can think for themselves. Those are the first ones on the kill list that AOC is putting together. And you know, we should have an arrest list of treasonous actors who should be charged with treason, including AOC and many others. So, hey, if we can get Trump into the White House for a second term, then we need to call for mass arrests. Actually, I think that's already the plan. They already know the arrests have got to take place. But we've got to call for mass arrests because these evil, treasonous, anti-human people on the left, these Democrats, have got to be politically destroyed, shut down, prevented from killing us. They are evil. They are filled with rage. They chop up their own babies. They hate God. They hate America. And they will do everything in their power to destroy this nation and to take you down with it. That's why we must stop them. So continue to check out my website, naturalnews.com. Big story coming tonight on that task force document, you know, with the home visits and the grocery store checkpoints. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How many Americans are going to sign up for that? It's like, man, some people. It's all coming tonight. And in the meantime, follow me on brighteon.social, where we've got almost 20,000 people now. Oh, and by the way, yeah, brighteon.com was under attack for the last 2 days. We've overcome those attacks, and we put in place new anti-DDoS protection systems and server infrastructure. And right now, it's looking pretty strong, but we're keeping our eye on everything because, well, you know, we are under attack, but we're keeping our eyes on it. So hopefully Brighteon will stay stable. Brighteon.com, I'm talking about the video site. But we're working on it, and I thank you for your support. God bless America. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. We do have Ranger buckets still available there right now, although for some reason, like dozens of them sold yesterday. Someone was talking about them and just had a massive surge in sales for some reason. We're manufacturing clean food as quickly as we can, but I just don't know how long anything's going to function in this country. You know, the truckers are going to shut things down right after Thanksgiving. You know, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. Civil war is coming sometime in the next 70 days. You know, this probably not going to be able to, we probably won't be able to function once that civil war begins. And who knows if they're going to do like a 10-day shutdown. I don't even know. Power grid failures. You know, it's like we can barely keep society running right now as it is. You know, YouTube was offline yesterday as well. It's like core infrastructure failures happening across the net. Something big is about to go down big. And I wouldn't put it past these deep state leftists to launch a freaking nuclear false flag attack or something in America so they could blame it on Trump supporters. I wouldn't put it past them. They'll do anything at this point. Desperate, cornered, demon rats is what they are now. They'll do anything. But be safe and be ready for what's coming. Thank you for listening.